Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Some video games are pretty straightforward experiences, while others offer you the chance to head off that beaten path for the promise of gear, glory, and gold. It's no secret that some of the very best items and rewards in any game can be obtained only by those willing to put in the time and effort. Sometimes that means hitting a 100% completion goal, perhaps it's by taking out some especially tough enemies, or by hitting a towering level cap. Whatever the test may be, it's all worth it when you get your hands on a fantastic prize that very few other players can say they've achieved. Well, except when that prize sucks. Then it's pretty much just a reevaluation of your life choices and a lot of resentment for whatever game you happen to be playing. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are the 10 worst ultimate video game unlocks. Number 10, Auditore Cape, Assassin's Creed 2. If you haven't personally experienced the special circle of hell that is trying to collect every single eagle feather in Assassin's Creed 2, you may have spotted it on lists detailing the most exhausting quests in all of video games. This collectible mission sets you off across every corner of the game world to collect 100 feathers squirreled away on rooftops and other not so easy to reach places. If you think this would be easier with a guide, you're only half right. Though that would give the location away, there's no in-game indication of which ones you've already obtained and from where, so you'd have to backtrack to every potential location and see if you got it or not. If you're already frustrated just hearing about that, then I'm sure you're super excited to hear exactly what rewards you get for doing all this arduous back and forthing. Spoiler alert, it sucks. For all your trouble, you'll get the Auditore Cape, whose special perk is that it makes Ezio notorious everywhere. That means it aggroes all enemy NPCs and makes them attack you on sight, so no more stealth for you, in a game about being a stealthy assassin. I think this is supposed to be a pat on the back to say how badass you are that you don't even need to be incognito, but it still significantly sucks. Number 9. Infinite rupees in a world with nothing to buy. The Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time. There's nothing like the sound of a skittering skullchula in a creepy Ocarina of Time dungeon, but that sound may not be quite so sweet for those who are burned by the final reward. If you, like me and many others, only managed to get a solid handful of these arachnids, you might be wondering why this entry made it onto the list. I mean, you happen across a lot of them incidentally, the big gold skull they turn into once you shoot them is cool, and it's nice to watch the cursed family members turn back into humans, quite apart from the fact that you get the biggest wallet in the game for your trouble. That's all fine, but in order to finish the side quest, you'll need to collect all 100 tokens scattered across Hyrule, which are often very well hidden. Should you manage to meet that very tall order, you'll be granted with 200 rupees every single time you revisit the quest giver. So infinite money, which would be great, but at this point your wallet is probably overly full anyway, and there's almost nothing else in the game world you'd want to buy. Number 8. The Blaine Skin, Uncharted 2 Among Thieves. Uncharted 2 Among Thieves had a multiplayer mode that certainly had its fans, but even the most dedicated would have had trouble hitting the mighty level cap of 80. That level cap would require about a month of playtime to hit, so you'd expect there to be something great at the end of that rainbow for those who were committed enough to max out their experience. If players did manage to chalk up the insane 362 million experience points required, they'd be given a skin. Not a skin for one of our classic Uncharted heroes, or even a very good skin. It's a very basic green-brown camo skin with no voice attached that you can use in the game's multiplayer if you happen to have a burning desire to play as Blaine, a member of Navarro's Mercs. It has some buckles on it, and that's all the nice things I have to say about it. Number 7, Unmaker, Doom Eternal. The Unmaker from Doom Eternal is not a weapon that's easy to get your hands on. You'll need to obtain all 6 Empyrean keys after crossing off all the Slayer gates, then unlock it in the Fortress of Doom. No easy feat at all. Now, the Unmaker is by no means a bad weapon. It's an excellent weapon. It just so happens to share ammo with the BFG, and I think you see where I'm going with this. Essentially, using this weapon would mean not using your BFG, and quite frankly, the BFG is just better in almost every way, so there's very little reason to wield it. There's an argument to be made that the Unmaker is good for single targets and boss battles, while the BFG is better for clearing waves, but its high ammo consumption and bullet spread just make it a crappier option against a great gun that you already have. This is one of those times where the players really put it best with this meme that reads, "When you complete all 6 Slayer gates and get a worse version of the BFG, my disappointment is immeasurable and my day is ruined." And so on the list it goes. Number 6, 1 Million Roses. We Love Katamari. We Love Katamari is a bizarre yet charming little puzzle action game that came out in 2005. Essentially, you'll be rolling around as an adhesive ball, picking stuff up to become a larger version of yourself so you can pick up even bigger stuff and so on. If you haven't played it, just trust me, it's strangely addictive. In this particular entry, there's a side activity where you're asked to collect 1 million roses. If that sounds like it would take an obscenely long time, you're absolutely right. Determined players worked out rose collecting schedules or just tied rubber bands to their controllers and left it like that for days so their little ball protagonists would continue to roll and collect flowers while they did literally anything other than staring at a screen absorbing little polygonal roses. Tough as this challenge is, some players did manage it, and for their trouble they got, well, gratitude, mostly. You listen to a bonus song and the flowers form an exquisite rose nebula up in the cosmos, which is kind of pretty, but that's where your rewards start and end. When you're done, the king even tells you that while they're impressed, it was a pretty pointless exercise. So that's gotta make you feel good.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good. Number 5, Two-Strip Color Mode, Cuphead. Right there in the Soulsborne universe of games that aren't easy and have absolutely no interest in being easy, we've got Cuphead. Wander around Inkwell Isle 3 and you'll come across an NPC who lets you know that you should really try and get A ranks if you want to see the world like he does. That means knocking off the bosses not just with your life intact, but with high enough scores across the time, HP bonus, parry, super meter, and skill level categories. While the fact that it's a secret filter is kinda cool, it's probably only going to be appreciated by those who are super into the Cinecolor aesthetic. And if you were already having a hard time, you might wish you got a little more for your boss thumping trouble. Number 4, a postcard, Super Mario Sunshine. We've already had a few entries about tricky completionist challenges, and this one might top the pack when it comes to how much effort you need to put in and just how very little you get out. Super Mario Sunshine is a fan favorite for plenty of reasons, all of which are well-earned, but there's one infamous footnote we can't look past. Gamers felt particularly burned by their efforts when they realized that the non-100% endings for this game are arguably better than the 100% ending. The reward for collecting all 120 Shine Sprites, which is a super tricky undertaking, is literally a postcard featuring Mario, Peach, and all their mates standing around awkwardly with the words, "Have a relaxing vacation" underneath. The fact that the reward is a postcard is one thing. The fact that it's not even a good postcard is a whole other level of disappointment. Thanks a bunch, Mario. Number 3, the Golden Shotgun, Rise of the Tomb Raider. The fact that I just told you about a hard-to-earn reward that is a basic postcard and now you've heard me say the words Golden Shotgun must make this one sound a lot better. It's not, but for a different reason. Just to be clear, the Golden Shotgun in Rise of the Tomb Raider is an excellent weapon. I personally have a deep love for shotguns in action games, and this is as effective as it looks like it should be. It's great at both mid and even longer range, and does extremely heavy damage. So what on earth is the problem, I hear you ask? Well, you only get the gun once you've hit 100% completion, and this is a game with mostly enemies that don't respawn, so there's very little left to point it at. In fact, there might be nothing at all for you to point it at. I guess you'll at least feel cool watching those end credits roll with a very cool gun in your inventory. Number 2, finding every banana coin. Donkey Kong 64. Donkey Kong 64 has 949 banana coins for you to find. And yes, you heard that number right. I guess Rare were feeling pretty sadistic that day, since each of the 5 playable Kongs needs to be swapped between to find all the coins. And you only need 160 of them to unlock every move in the game. So that last 789 is really going to drag. That's alright though, I hear you say as a bright-eyed youngster who's yet to be burned by the world. I'm sure if I go ahead and do it, there'll be something really great at the end. To that, I would say, you're about to learn a hard lesson. The major unlock that Donkey Kong 64 throws your way for collecting every single one of these freaking fruits is one singular extra percentage point towards completion, and that'll get you that 101% completion score. So I sincerely hope in this case that the feeling of achievement is its own reward. Number 1, Hetsu's Gift, The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. I see you down there in that comment section betting that this one's gonna make an appearance on this list before even finishing the video. Well, you're absolutely right. Another brutal collectathon that's featured on our list of toughest video game side quests almost nobody completed is the Korok Seed Challenge of The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. While exploring the game world in this instance is an absolute joy, and Zelda fans are already used to picking up a ton of crap for completionist side activities, I'm looking at you, Maya Myers from Link Between Worlds, this one really tested players' patience. Personally, I loved hunting for all 100 Maya Mayas because all the progressive rewards you get through the entire thing are worthwhile, as is the final reward, mostly because they're not literal shit. Breath of the Wild's Hetsu will set you off on a quest to collect 900 often wildly difficult to locate Korok seeds. That's an unbelievable ask in a huge open world, so you're looking at what will probably be an over 100 hour activity, at best. Collecting individual seeds does expand your inventory, so we can't complain about the smaller rewards, but getting every last one grants you with Hetsu's Gift, which is nowhere near as cool as it sounds. It's a literal golden pile of feces, and the description for it reads, "Smells pretty bad." At this point, you have to question whether the game is laughing at you or assuming you did this one just to say you did it and that any old prize would have been fine. Either way, this is one ultimate unlock we didn't want and honestly aren't too keen on having stink up our inventories.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.